Welcome to Road Dirt, the podcast of Road Dirt Motorcycle Media and RoadDirt.tv, your down-home grassroots motorcycle brand covering what we like to call ride life, or hashtag ride life if you're on social media. This is Rob Brooks, your host. Thanks for tuning in. And here we are at the time of this recording. We are at the end of the month of December, the end of the holiday season, and wrapping up here at the end of 2022. It is hard to believe 12 months have come and gone. But it's been an amazing year. So really, I'm just going to kind of freewheel with this one, free associate. I want to just kind of reflect a little bit on the year that was here with us at Road Dirt, the relationships, the experiences, and just the times we shared. I hope the holidays have been more than just the rush and the crush like we normally experience. I hope Christmas, from Christmas Eve to Christmas Day, all the way through the new year, a week of just, hopefully it hasn't been something we've just all of a sudden put your, you know, put your head back to the grindstone, so to speak, and jumped right back in and started working hard and, you know, planning and, you know, getting ready for the new year. I hope you've had an opportunity just to kind of reflect, to rest, to recharge. Of course, you know, in the old days, back in old world Europe and in parts of, I think even to this day, parts of the Eastern Orthodox faith, Christian faith, they celebrate what's called Christmastide, the Christmas season. Of course, the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, kind of is derived from that and explains it and kind of highlights it. Really, all the way from, you know, Christmas Eve to Christmas Day, the first day after that, December 26th through January 6th, is considered Christmastide, hence the 12 days of Christmas. And what we've been doing really this week, the week between Christmas and New Year, is just kind of going through, having a fun time publishing a little bit every day of what we call the 12 bikes of Christmas, our 12 favorite motorcycles over the last 12 months that we've gotten to ride or had an opportunity to peruse and learn about. And that's kind of been a fun thing for us. If you look us up on Road Dirt TV on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, you'll see those posts there that we've been making, having a good time with that. But really, for the rest of the time, we've just kind of shut down, unplugged Road Dirt for a week. And all of us guys and folks that contribute to it and write for it and publish and things like that and produce video content, we've just kind of turned the lights off for a few days and just kind of soaking in the season and the peace and quiet of it before jumping into the rush and plunging into the deep end of the pool of 2023. That'll get here soon enough. So we've just been kind of resting, reflecting, and recharging. And as I rest and I reflect, it really has, 2022 has really been a year of some great new experiences, or returning to some experiences that maybe it's been quite a few years. Like for me, I remember early on in the year, early in the spring, we did the story on the Honda CRF 300L, you know, the little dual sport motorcycle. And I went and started playing in the dirt again. I really haven't ridden dirt extensively since I was a kid, since I was a teenager. And so we've evaluated, since the CRF 300L, we've evaluated several adventure motorcycles. Tiger Sport 660, the Yamaha Tenere 700. We've done a few of them and started playing in the dirt again. As well as, for the first time in probably a good 6 or 7 years, I took a bike back to the track. We took the Yamaha XSR 900 to Road Atlanta and spent a day thrashing it on that spectacular, nationally renowned track. Guys like Ted and Ryan Nolan, they ride track every year. But for me, that was a great experience getting back, not only in the dirt, but back on the track. We've seen some amazing places over the past year as well. Joshua Placa did a three-part series in October called Haunted Highways, where he took a Indian Super Chief Limited, him and a friend of his named Bob, who really goes by Valerie, his middle name, and they rode all over Southern Nevada, Southern California, out into the Arizona, what they call the Arizona ghost lands, and produced a series of great stories from their travels out into Arizona and swinging back. Just an amazing journey those guys shared together. And Ted has journeyed up in through Washington, into Idaho, down into Oregon. He ran the entire length of the Pacific Coast Highway all the way down to Monterey. And him and a friend of his, Dave, who's done some stories with us as well, Dave Wensmeen and his cousin. And just amazing. It's been fun. It's been a great year just following Ted's adventures up and down the far left coast. Speaking of far left coast, Ryan Nolan from Sheboygan, Minnesota, or Wisconsin, actually, from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, was invited by Yamaha to sample their new MT-10 SP in Southern California. So he spent several days representing us out there, riding around one of those bikes, not only through the city, but up into the Santa Monica Mountains. And he had just an amazing experience. And I had kind of a cool experience too. I actually bought a new old motorcycle, a 1978 Kawasaki KZ650 that the previous owner, it was a barn find, had rebuilt it literally from the frame up and the pistons out. Kept it a few years, put it up for sale, and about a month and a half or so ago, my wife and I went and picked it up, bought it from him. So I've got a bike from my adolescence. I'm dating myself here. I was a freshman in high school in 1978 when that bike came to the United States. And I've always loved the old bikes. I've worked on a few and sold them, but getting to own one for myself now, parked in the garage next to my Bonneville, is just a thrill beyond measure. And so it's been quite a year. It's been a great year for racing. We covered the Dakar Rally at the beginning of the year, and what a thrill it was just to keep up with that and how that race ended up. We followed our partners, the Moto America Road Racing Series, all year. Got the chance to sit down, meet, and interview the great Josh Hayes, one of the AMA's greatest motorcycle racers, and talked with him extensively at the final round of the Moto America Race Series, which took place at Barber Motorsports Round, which, by the way, the final round in the Superbike class was absolutely a thriller, with Jake Gagne taking the title. But on the second race, him and his team partner on Yamaha, Cameron Peterson, putting the final bow on, winning it for Yamaha, and vanquishing the opponents, one of which was Danilo Petrucci of MotoGP fame. So it was a thrilling race season. You know, I look back over the year as well, and we had an opportunity to evaluate and ride extensively, sometimes up to a month or 2 months or longer at a time, some fantastic motorcycles this year. Early in the year, I think the first bike we got, may have been even February of last year, was a brand new Honda Rebel 1100 DCT with the automatic transmission. Paddle shift if you want, or just automatic, let it shift up and down. That was an unusual experience, and I really came to love that power plant. They have really hit on something that hopefully will attract a lot more riders into the motorcycling fold, where you don't have to learn how to drive a clutch, you know, manage a clutch in the friction zone or anything. And people that complain about those aren't real motorcycles if you're not shifting them also drive automatic pickup trucks and automobiles, so they really shouldn't be talking. So that was a great motorcycle. I enjoyed traveling to Savannah, where Royal Enfield debuted their Classic 350, a little different iteration of their 350 single cylinder that we evaluated the year before in the Meteor, brand new power plant. But the Classic looks like just old 1940s, 1950s British motorbikes. And what a great time in one of the most beautiful locations in the Deep South, the historic city of Savannah, Georgia. I think my favorite motorcycle, though, all year, my favorite was the Triumph Speed Triple 1200 RS. We had that for about a month. And the clutchless slip assist up and down shifting in that was unlike anything I'd ever ridden before. Absolutely fell in love with the quick shifter on that. And it was outstanding. And I think Ted Edwards really came to love the RR version of it, which is absolutely gorgeous, but a little uncomfortable for me. But Triumph has a winner in the 1200 Speed Triple, the RS and the RR. Phenomenal bike. You know, as we look forward into 2023, I'm not sure what you're looking forward to in the new year. We've been following, you know, the EICMA, the EICMA, debuting all the brands debuting their new motorcycles back in November, and we did a series of stories across late November into December, some of our favorite picks that brands are debuting in the coming year. And Royal Enfield is debuting an expansion, a cruiser in their 650 excuse me, a 650 in their twins class. We're looking forward to seeing that. Suzuki bumped up the V-Strom. They've got an 800 version of it now. And then, of course, one of our favorite bikes of the last few years, one of the most beautiful motorcycles we think we've seen in recent years, is MV Agusta's Super Veloce. Well, they're producing it's a triple. They're producing a four-cylinder called the Siri Oro. And it's also a Super Veloce, so they're expanding that already gorgeous motorcycle line. So many new bikes coming in the new year. We're looking forward to riding any of them that we can, and reporting on ones that we can get information on. It's going to be a great year. More great Moto America and flat track racing. We're going to do some stories in January and February on ice racing, like we did last year with Nathan Barron covering one of those. And indoor and outdoor ice racing, as well as looking forward to when the race season begins for Supercross, for flat track racing, and then for Moto America road racing. We'll cover the the Dakar rally again as it comes around here shortly, as well as all the new bikes, new rides. We hope for some new adventures in the coming year as well as some new relationships, some new friends that are contributing to Road Dirt, like Neil Bailey and others. Looking forward to Jeff and Barb Nicholas, famous motorcycle photographers dating back to the 1970s that have started contributing to Road Dirt as well. So we're looking forward to growing all of those relationships and sharing more with our readers, our listeners, and our viewers via this podcast, our website, roaddirt.tv, our YouTube channel, Road Dirt TV, as well as our social media channels. So hope you'll check us out. Hope you'll join up with us. Like, subscribe, share, comment with all of our different channels and pages on our different platforms. Join the Road Dirt community. We'd love to have you be a part of us coming and a part of all we're doing and in the coming year. Maybe at some point, we've talked about this too, putting together an annual ride where people fly in, come into town, and we do a Road Dirt weekend together. A lot of us that subscribe and comment and share across the United States and other parts of the world if they can get here. And maybe in the coming year or two, we'll plan a big Road Dirt gathering and spend a weekend or several days riding and reminiscing together. Well, blessings on your new year. Hope you had a wonderful holiday season, and we will see you in 2023. This is Rob with Road Dirt. Ride life. We want to thank Mimi and Moto.com for their sponsorship of this episode of Road Dirt, the podcast. You can find out more about their children's motorcycling books at MimiandMoto.com.